How you doing?
Good.
So nice to come off a total team win and to see the offense spark the defense this time, huh?
All phases doing good this game, you know, special team, defense, offense, we was all clicking as one. You know, we did what we needed to do, and that's just get the W.
How great is it just seeing the offense doing so well like they did yesterday and have most of the
season? You know, just it was awesome. It was awesome. You know, you just have to feed off each other energy. And that's what we did. You know, out there feeding off each other energy. The defense playing good. The offense playing good. So we was just feeding off each other, and then came out with a great win.
Xavier, it's another week where you're following the other team's best guy. Do you get pride in that, and shutting guys down like that?
Take pride in just doing my job, man, honestly. You know, I just come each and every week and just do my job, honestly. You know, once they give me my assignment, I just do it to my best of my ability.
Oh, happy were you for Trey on the end?
Oh, man, Trey? I was happy for him, man. I was really happy for him that he was able to get the interception. I messed him up, though, you know, with the penalty, but I want him to take it to the house. But it wouldn't happen after my penalty, so.
What happened on the penalty? What exactly?
It was just me just being, you know, just heated a moment, heated a battle. You know, it's just one of those moments when you just out there fighting for your teammates, and you and the opponent just going at it, and went too far.
You've gone up against Diggs in practice now for a couple of years. what makes him unguardable for?
His competitive spirit. You know, he won't end. He will never stop. You know, he catch a ball in practice, he'd run all the way to the end zone. And his mentality is always score and always win each battle. You know, and when we was in camp, we always challenged each other each and every day. You know, I count how many breakups and picks I had against him. He'd say how many catches and yards. So that was the whole ordeal in camp and what we did, each other. Stay on each other. Actually, all the receivers was doing that. You know, we was all doing that when I lined up against anyone. It was with Treadwell, you know, or Thielen. You know, we would just go at each other and be like, you know, come each day, like, oh, you only had two catches today, like 2 yards. So, like, it was a good day for me. And they'd be like, oh, I had a bomb on you, 20-yard, 60-yard bomb for a touchdown. So, like, yeah, you got me that day. So we always competed, you know. So it's good to see that, you know, we out there doing good and the hard work pays off.
Is it kind of like when they say in baseball, you know, hitting is contagious? Are picks contagious when one guy on defense gets one?
I heard it comes in threes, right?
Yeah.
Yes. But also, you know, it feel good to get turnovers, you know, get the offense back on the field and get them back, you know, in the flow of things and putting points on the board and, you know, getting the W.
How much interaction did you have either before or after the game with Jameis Winston?
Just talk, you know, good friends. So he has conversation, you know, little things, small talk, and told him good game. He's always good in my eyes, no matter what the situation is. He always will be one of the best. I always preach that he's one of the best in the league in quarterbacks. And he was telling me basically, you know, he's one of the best in the league too. So just told him continue to be great. Say the same thing, you know. Just, yeah, small talk.
It seems obvious that you guys will always say you have confidence in your quarterback, but to see Case actually command the game and then to come out with a win, what can this do for this team going forward?
Oh, man, I always preach next man up. That was always my thing when people ask me something like that. You know, Case came in with the confidence, took over the offense, you know, and he felt like Sam never left. You know, he felt like he just came in there and just took over, making great throws, great decisions, you know, putting up the yards, completion rating was good. Everything was just clicking on him, you know. And you could tell the confidence was there. And, you know, I mean, we told him throughout the week, we believe in you, you know. We got your back no matter what. And it seemed like he had our back. So it's good to know that. It's good to see that.